Today's podcast is brought to you by Newspapers.com, the ultimate destination for exploring the mysteries of the past. If you're fascinated by true crime, get ready to dive into the stories that made headlines. Newspapers.com offers a billion pages of historical newspapers from the U.S. and beyond, and you can search the entire collection in seconds. Their vast newspaper collection is a goldmine for eyewitness accounts, crime scene photos, news reports, and more. Whether you're interested in famous crimes or long-forgotten cases, Newspapers.com gives you a front-row seat to more than 300 years of history. For our listeners, Newspapers.com has a special offer. Use the code CUPOFMURDER for an exclusive 20% discount on your subscription. That's promo code CUPOFMURDER at Newspapers.com. Sign up today and start unraveling the true crime mysteries that keep you up at night. Are you looking for a way to save a little money? What about getting your subscriptions under control? If so, then I've got just the solution for you. Rocket Money. With the help of Rocket Money, I was able to find a subscription that I completely forgot to cancel before the free trial was up. I'm sure you've all been there, and Rocket Money can help me cancel it. Between streaming platforms, apps, delivery services, and even parenting and kids subscriptions, it's hard to keep track of exactly what you're spending and how much it all adds up to each and every month. Not to mention the fact that it seems every single day one of those subscriptions suddenly jumps up in price. Rocket Money alerts you when this happens so you're never caught unawares. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With them, I can see clearly what my monthly spending is and how it compares to the month before, making saving money and taking control over my finances so much easier. They'll also try to negotiate lowering your bills up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll even deal with customer service for you. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/morningcup. That's rocketmoney.com/morningcup. rocketmoney.com/morningcup.
There were two more murders 15 miles away.
When police arrived, they found the telephones and electricity lines.
We have a weird homicide.
A scene described by one investigator as reminiscent of a weird
morning. Cup of murder.
Gun laws differ from state to state and country to country, but we hope that those laws are each put in place to protect the innocent. On April 29th, 2011, a tragic event occurred in South Australia that saw many wondering how the killer managed to get his hands on the murder weapon. So if you like your coffee hot but your bones chilled, sit back and start your day with a morning cup of murder. On Friday, April 29th, 2011, just east of Adelaide in South Australia, the people in the small suburb of Hectorville slept soundly, as between the hours of 2:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m., a 39-year-old resident crept into his neighbor's home and shot four people. Killing three and severely wounding one, the female inside the home was able to flee the scene with her 14-year-old son, who was badly wounded, and his 11-year-old friend to call on the police. Upon arrival, the shooter, who by this point had fled next door back to his own property, and the police engaged in what would end up being an 8.5-hour standoff, during which time the gunman, later identified as Donato Anthony Corbo, shot and wounded two officers. Everything came to an end, though, when he was finally arrested by members of the Special Tasks and Rescue Unit of the South Australia Police. In his wake were the bodies of 64-year-old Cobus Snyman, his 65-year-old wife, Aniki, and their 41-year-old son-in-law, Luke Mombers. The Mombers were South Australian immigrants who arrived in Australia just 3 years before the tragic shooting, in hopes of giving their young son, the boy who was injured, a better life away from the violence they witnessed back home. The Snymans were visiting their family and were due to return back to South Africa in just 2 days. The two officers who rushed to help the family, one of whom was shot in the face before returning fire and the other injured in his knee, both managed to survive the harrowing ordeal. as did Luke's wife, his son, and the other little boy. So who was Donato Anthony Corbo, and why did he suddenly enter the Mombers' home that night, armed and ready to take their lives? According to the sources, Donato had a history with police, and allegedly, his reason for the murders may have been connected to an argument between the two families over Donato's dog, who had recently been poisoned. Also alleging that Donato suffered from an undiagnosed mental illness, which grew worse after a breakup in December of 2010, a total of 3 additional firearms were removed from his property, and it was not known if he had a legitimate license for the weapon he used that night. With both the officer who was shot in the face and the 14-year-old boy listed as in serious but stable condition the day after the shooting, Donato Corbo was later charged with 3 counts of murder, 2 counts of attempted murder, and a series of other offenses that, if convicted, would see him face an automatic penalty of 3 consecutive life sentences. Refused bail, Donato appeared in Adelaide Magistrates Court on May 2nd and pleaded not guilty to the charges against him. And on May 17th, 2012, he was found not guilty due to mental incompetence and was sentenced to 3 consecutive sentences of detention in hospital for life. While many wondered how a man in his condition was given a gun, years passed on quietly until August of 2021, when Donato applied for, quote, brief periods of release into the community. As a result, the Supreme Court ordered 3 mental health reports to, quote, get as much understanding as possible about the man. The decision was later delayed, but as far as I can tell, he was granted, quote, supervised walks up to 1 hour in July of 2022. Thank you for joining me in my morning cup of murder. Please join me again tomorrow to hear a terrible thing happened on April 30th. Don't forget to rate and subscribe and let me know how you like it. If you want to help support the podcast, there's always Patreon or just sharing it with your true crime obsessed friends. And remember, stay safe.